Here just a short time ago, I was telling you that the producer price index jumped 6.6% so far this year. It's the highest jump since they've been keeping records of such things. And it's pretty obvious to any of us that go out and shop, you can see the prices, inflation is pretty well on its way to a place we haven't seen since probably the 1970s. And that means a lot of people are looking to gold and silver and other commodities to find something they can hang on to invest in. Tom Colson joining me, the owner of Liberty Coin. And Liberty Coin Service is a nationwide company, but it's located in Michigan. It's the biggest, largest rare coin and precious metals dealer. Tom, good to have you back on the program.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you.
Give me an idea. What are you seeing in gold and silver prices, other places that people are investing in commodities as a hedge against inflation? People go out, they buy gold, they buy silver, they buy things that they can touch oftentimes because they're concerned. What are you seeing in these markets?
Well, we're seeing very strong demand right now for both gold and silver. Both metals are holding very strong in terms of price right now. A little bit off their all-time high for gold that hit last year, but we're a little under $1,900 an ounce now for gold. For silver, about $28 an ounce, give or take. And those numbers, again, much higher than they were, say, a year ago, but still holding very strong right now.
Yeah, so I'm seeing, a big boost in pricing there. And that's because people are worried about inflation. So, I mean, if inflation continues with what we've been seeing, it would not be, and I'm no expert, you are. It would be very conceivable for me to watch that price continue to go up.
I would believe so. I think at some point here, we're going to see strong increases in both the prices of gold and silver. Ironically, they seem to be two of the things right now that seem reasonably priced compared to the price increases in a lot of other things.
All right. Well, we're going to keep an eye on that. Now, as you know, Tom, we've been soliciting information from people around the country. Hey, if you've got some coins or some valuable metal or maybe even printed money that you don't know what it might be worth, we have them send in photographs and so forth, and you take a shot at telling us what it might be worth. Hi there. Heard about this on the Steve Gerber Show, so I have handfuls of different coins. I have Indian head nickels that I can't make out the year because they were worn. Could they be worth anything? So I'm going to throw some things up for the folks that are actually on the television side of it. But if you have Indian head nickels, and they did wear out easily, lose a date pretty easily on those because the way it was punched, right? The way it was made.
Yeah, the design was such that the relief on the date was one of the highest points in the coin, so it wore off very early. It didn't take much circulation for those to wear off at all. But, you know, an Indian head nickel with no date on it, it's worth about 10 or 15 cents roughly, so not a whole lot and fairly common. Ones that have full readable dates are still fairly common as well, and those you can buy for around a dollar or so on the retail side.
When you look at dimes from the 1940s, I believe they're called mercury dimes. You know, I've collected a few coins along the way, Tom.
Sure.
I'm not you. I'm no expert, but I have fun doing it. I think a lot of people do. Mercury dimes, are they worth more as a dime, or are they worth more because the price of silver, as you just mentioned, is $28 an ounce?
In general, they're worth what they're worth because of the value of the silver they have, which right now about $2.50 for most common mercury dimes. Of course, it's all based on condition as well. If you've got ones that are in pristine condition, those could be worth a lot more. And ones that are scarcer, earlier dates that they didn't make so many, are also worth a lot more. But most of them are worth its silver value, and it's actually an excellent way to hold some silver.
Yeah, and I want to continue with Jack's letter here. He has a lot of half dollars, silver half dollars, if you will, dating from 1898, 1899, some that run through the early 1900s. Of course, they changed in design through that period. The ones that I have a couple of are Ben Franklin half dollars. Those were produced, I think, into the 1960s, if I'm not mistaken, and then replaced by, John Kennedy. But again, when you look at some of these half dollars, if you get back into 1895, 1898, somewhere in that range, are they worth more? Are we still looking at the value of the silver most often?
They have a little bit of collectability, but they're still valued pretty closely to their silver content for most of what you see. And again, on those, you're maybe anywhere from $12 to $15 to $20 on the retail side. And again, condition plays a major role in that. So if you've got ones that didn't see a lot of circulation, those can be worth much, much more than that. And there are a few scarcer dates as well that, can be very valuable.
You know, I guess my advice would be, and I know you do this, Tom Coulson here from the Liberty Coin Service. If you come across something, and maybe it's at a flea market or an auction, or somebody passes something out here, you just happen to find one of these coins, and you don't know, it's probably best to ask somebody, because you're right, the dime might be worth $2 or $3 for the silver content. But if you had the right coin, I mean, if you have a penny from, say, 1909 that has somebody's initials on it, it could be worth a pile of money, right?
Absolutely. And that's the smart thing to do, is to check it out, because day in and day out, we do have people that bring coins to us, and sometimes they find pleasant surprises where they didn't know they had something so valuable.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Don't just go sell it to the local merchant, because you see people advertising on the internet and so forth. We buy silver. Well, don't just go throw all your silver in there without making sure you know what it's worth, because you could short yourself pretty badly, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You want to check them out with an expert.
All right. So for people watching right now, I strongly suggest drop me a line, coins@stevegruber.com. If you've got something in the drawer, maybe you inherited it, maybe you found it on a walk, wherever it may have come from, Tom will be here with us every week to look at some of the treasures floating around out there and give us an idea of the specific things that people have and what it might be worth. And meanwhile, Tom, you'll be here to help us with gold prices and silver prices and watching the commodities. Tell the folks where they can find you.
Well, you can find us online at www.libertycoinservice.com, or you can come visit us in person at the Frandor Shopping Center in Lansing, Michigan.
LibertyCoinService.com. Tom Coulson, always a pleasure, my friend. Modern-day treasure hunter in a way you are, and I kind of envy that. Tom Coulson, thank you very much.
Very fun. Thank you.
Yeah, there you have it. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Summer's around the corner, and Grilla Grills want you to kick it off with an awesome new grill. Enter the Independence Day giveaway at stevegruber.com. Click on the Grilla Grills banner for a chance to win a brand new Silverback Alpha Connect. With Grilla Grills' newest Wi-Fi-enabled pellet smoker, you can control your grill from anywhere. Fire it up, set temperatures and alarms, and get instant troubleshooting help all from the palm of your hand wherever you have service. Grilla Grills is family-owned and veteran-run. It's a Michigan business. Stay out of the big box stores this summer. Support local businesses like Grilla Grills. That's G-R-I-L-L-A Grills. The pandemic has made it clear, if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.